They took a wire down and didn't.
You're on. Go ahead.
Okay, we're in session at 7:01.
Make a motion, we approve the payables and the minutes from last meeting.
Unanimous. Go do the payables quick, that's the lowest they've been in a long time.
Yeah.
Stanley didn't get here in time.
What's that?
It said Stanley didn't get here in time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they're done, or about done. Open forum. And seeing as Mr. Dunbar beat you here, we'll ask him first.
Yep. Okay. I got two things.
Okay.
People are asking me for some reason if the roads are going to get graded again before winter.
They always do. They've been spot grading here and there. They've been hauling sand the last week or about the last week.
It's been a good Ballard farm, isn't it?
They finished Ballard Farm. We had a grant to do a lot of drainage work and graveling on Ballard Farm Road, which is Butts Hill South, or Butts Hill North. That's done. They finished that and the grant paperwork has gone in. And I would assume he's going to start, assuming the weather holds and we don't get into a rain spell. I don't know how long this is going to last. This has been the driest it's been for a long time. But anyways, yes, he is aware of that.
And then the other thing is, my neighbor asked me to talk to you guys about it's the gray house before mine.
Okay, electrician there?
Across the road.
The trailer and the... You're talking about where the Russian used to live?
Yeah. That old guy there, yeah. There's a culvert there above his driveway that dumps on Chris Loomis's front lawn. And when it rains heavy, it brings a lot of gravel and stones down onto his lawn. And the water heads right for his barn. And he just wants to know, is there a way it can be put down? Because there's another big culvert right at the edge of my property. Maybe 100 feet away.
Yeah, that's a screwed up mess right there. I know exactly where you're referring to. And somebody two or three houses up above you, every time it rains, it dries. They never put a culvert in. They didn't bother getting a permit. They just wailed in a driveway.
Yeah.
And his driveway washes, and part of our road washes down to your house every about every time.
Yeah, that corner right there where that big culvert is, there's a lot of extra road there.
Isn't there a ledge that comes right out of the road, too?
What?
Isn't there a ledge that comes right out right near the road right there, too?
I think that's before you get to where he's talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, up a little further, there is a ledge pretty tight to the road, so it's almost impossible to get it ditched there. But yeah, that culvert is a big issue for him because he has to constantly clean gravel off of his lawn, and the water, if it rains really heavy, it goes right into his barn.
I will mention it to David. See what we can come up with. You don't know his name off the top of your head. I know him.
Chris Loomis.
Yes. Thank you. He did some work for us at the dump.
Yeah.
Excuse me, at the transfer station, and I just couldn't think what the hell his name was. Mr. and Mrs. Bates.
I'm only here for more with the word.
No, he's here because it's dark out. We'd like permission at the library to put our remembrance bench in. So we have people that donate money, and one of them actually suggested putting a bench in, and what we'd like to do is put a bench like the front of the building where the porch comes out right in the corner there. And then when somebody has a loved one that passes away or whatever and wants to be remembered at the library, we'll just put a little plaque on it.
So add to it as people pass away?
Yes.
I think that would be an excellent idea, mm-hmm. and far better than planting a tree.
Yes.
Which then the tree is dying. Looks like hell in plain English, mm-hmm. but you can't cut it down because it's Uncle Joe's tree.
Yes.
We have two of those up there that I can think of right off the top of my head.
Yeah. So that's okay?
Fine with me.
It sounds like a great idea.
Are you gonna get a bench like we have at the memorial, or?
I think that we're gonna ask Edgar Corey to build us one.
Okay. No, but I was thinking perhaps you could get one like we did those. Joe and I got those two from the telescope, donated them for the veterans deal where we put the new veterans plaque there.
Yeah.
Oh, and I was envisioning, so Edgar would be wood. I was envisioning like a stone one, you know what I mean? That's when I guess because the hospital has a lot of them. In memory of benches or like stone, kind of like your headstone type wood or
granite.
Yeah,
and it has in memory of, you know, on it, and then you could, I don't know how.
We were thinking
that might be more, a lot more money. Right.
Something.
It costs a fortune to get something.
And you're using your donation money for this?
Yeah, we need something for. We just want permission.
Just not budget money, though. You're talking about. Yeah, I mean, something, I think.
You see no problem at all.
Just wanted to make sure that it was okay before we did anything.
Yep.
The ramp. So, it needs to be painted. It's slippery when it gets wet. Amanda got a quote. I don't have anything in writing yet. She just got it today. From Sean Parker Construction. He's licensed and insured. It's $1,000 to pressure wash, paint, put grip paint on the boards, and fix any of the loose boards. They all need to be screwed down.
I'm not sure if that type of paint is still going to help. I mean, we talked about the paper, and if that comes up.
I stained it a couple years ago.
That's stain, not paint.
You don't want to put paint on pressure treated.
Yeah, because then it's going to chip.
Nothing lasts. The biggest thing you do with pressure treated is put it in your stove and stay warm around it, as far as I'm concerned. But that was the option of the day, so to speak.
I didn't know about the outdoor rug type things on the ramp. That might be. Then you'd sweep it in the wintertime, you know. If that would give you enough of a grip so it's not slippery.
I'm almost wondering what it would cost us to put Trex or...
Let me tell you, it's expensive right now.
Trex is a trade name. There's a million other ones out there. Mm-hmm.
I think it would be slippery. You're breaking
that. Yeah, that'd be real slippery. Yeah. Plus, it's really...
I mean, there's got to be something. There's enough handicap ramps around, so there's got to be a material that's available because they're all headed downhill.
Yep.
Granted, they're only an inch to a foot, but it's still downhill.
Well, how long has the pressure treated been there?
Been there a while.
Is it possible it dried out enough to, if you paint it, you got to prime it first? Otherwise, paint ain't going to stick to it very good.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was stained on there. I thought it was paint.
No, I stained it.
Stain can look like paint.
I pressure washed it and stained it, I don't know, a couple years ago maybe.
I think
2 years ago, 3 years ago.
I think I was on the board, so when you, I think I was on the board maybe when you did that, so yeah, it hasn't been that long.
What I find with the grit paint too is it will be great at first, but over a year, a couple of years, it's going to wear smooth again from the traffic.
Yeah.
That's why I was thinking outdoor carpeting. That's what, something that I had asked Rich about. That's what he had suggested, maybe.
Something like that, and then have it fastened right down.
Right. That might.
That would probably work pretty good.
Just,
well, you know, it would be nice to have something done before winter because somebody's going to get hurt.
It's Vermont. I know. I realize that. We've been throwing around ideas of.
You know, the only other thing you could do is do like they do on these public buildings where they put corrugated steel or, it's flooring material made for industrial flooring. There's a few of them around. I've seen them at convalescent homes and hospitals and stuff.
They have them aluminum ramps that are they're nice, but I don't know how expensive they are.
I'm sure they're pricey.
But if you walk on one, it just like, it feels flimsy, but they hold everybody up pretty well.
Yeah.
I'm not the builder and stuff, but I don't think the outdoor carpeting would be too much money to at least try it for this winter, see how it goes.
That would be an easy solution to get you through the winter.
At least try it, see how it goes.
You could buy runners 3 feet or whatever, and, you know, we can staple it down and see what happens.
Right. At Home Depot or Lowe's or something, we could get something. And a broom, you'd need a broom, because that's how you want to sweep the snow off and stuff of it.
Yeah.
Let's shovel it, damage it.
And I'm not sure.
We get a lot of snow, it'll have to be shoveled.
Or put a tarp down before
it
snows.
I think that's probably half the problem with the paint, with the stain that's on there, is throwing the salt to it. Yeah. I'm not sure it likes salt.
Does it need repainting? Does it beat up pretty bad?
Hmm?
Does it beat up pretty bad where it needs paint?
It is.
So you could stain it first again and then put the rug down. That would make it look nicer.
But it's probably just from salt because you've been putting salt on it, right, in the winter months?
Yeah.
No, yeah.
After.
You have anybody handy on the board that has time to do stuff? Something like that?
No.
Okay.
I mean.
Okay. All right. We'll have to look into something. I'll see what I can find for outdoor flooring and stuff. And
actually, one of the buildings at the hospital has the kind of material that I think
Duane
and myself are talking about, but I can't remember. I can't remember what building it is, but I've seen it. I know it's not the heart center, it's not the diabetes center, and it's not the cancer center, because I go to all of them all the time.
Would it be the human resources building? Because I know they have a ramp.
I don't know. I've seen it, and I just can't tell you where it is.
Is it probably down that road where the heart center is? Because I know you would probably...
Could be. Like I say,
I guess I'll have to drive down there and look.
I've seen it, but I can't remember.
I'm trying to think of...
Well, maybe you could stay in contact with me, Tammy, so that we know what's going on.
Yeah, I'll do that. Put it on our to-do list. Okay.
David, what have you got? Are you?
Oh, I'm not done yet.
Oh, okay.
So our...
Choose your limit. No.
New friend in town, Lance Lamora / he's using the alias Johnson. He was using the library porta potty to stay in a couple of nights, and...
Can I ask a question there?
Yes, you sure can.
That porta potty was always locked.
Yes.
Why was it not locked?
Good question.
That's what I thought.
It fell through the cracks because we did not have a library in there. I did not think to check it. There was, you know, the library was kind of a mess there for a month or so. And there was a lot going on. I just didn't even think about it. So, that's all resolved. The padlock's back on. It got screwed, the door got screwed shut. We unscrewed that. Put the padlock back on. But the problem is that this guy is escalating. And I don't know what can be done. I would like to take a trespass warrant or whatever it's called out for the library, but that's up to you guys because it's your public building, our public building. You know, it's...
Has he been in the library?
Is he homeless? Why would he be staying in the porta potty?
Well, that part's unclear. His attitude is escalating. He was arrested in Albany in March of 2015 for using a 9mm handgun. He shot off a balcony, was shooting off of a balcony. Does not say towards what or anything, but he was charged with felony third degree, felony second degree, possession of a weapon, and misdemeanor reckless endangerment. That's all I know. I can't find whether or not those charges went away or if he's got a warrant out in New York State. Middletown Springs store has a no trespass. The VFW in Grandville has a no trespass. There's a gal that works at Dollar General. They have no trespass on him there. I called the sheriff's department in Vermont, had a nice chat with them yesterday. They know exactly who I was talking about. They have somebody assigned to the case. I went over to see the Granville PD today, and he told me about the altercation over near Price Chopper with the state police from New York. Last night, the Millers were in their hot tub and heard a noise, shut the hot tub up, got out, and he was on their property walking around. He was definitely under the influence of something. He's also been up to Charlie Holcomb's. He asked Charlie for some ammunition for his shotgun because he claims he has a bear where he's living. Charlie did not give him any. Both Jen and Charlie have him on camera. So Tom and I went up to Misty's house, of course, secured everything. He put cameras up there today. It just seems like he's escalating, and I'm afraid that it's not going to end well somewhere in town.
Mm-hmm. It won't.
What's this guy look like?
I got a picture.
No kidding. I just want to know.
So, do we know where his place of residence is?
Yes. He's supposedly owns a camp, and I've got the address, but I can't call. It's in Timoth. So, if you go out to the end of East Wells Road, take a right, just past Phil's Mill, there's a dirt road that goes out, and there's a camp out there.
Right across from Russell Works.
Right.
It's just a little dirt. It looks like a little gravel pit kind of thing there. Hmm. Before.
This is the first I've heard of it. I didn't know about it.
Well,
he was riding a maroon Harley Davidson. He was riding his bicycle up through here today. This afternoon when I come home.
He's been on bicycle lately.
Well, I think he got a flat tire on his motorcycle.
What was his name again?
Whatever you want it to be.
His name is Lance LaMora. That's what he got arrested under in New York State. Because the sheriff told me to... you guys want to see?
Yeah, I do.
He was arrested
under that name, and the sheriff's department actually told me that last name and told me to Google it, and that's what I came up with.
Oh, here's Dumb talking to Kevin Muffet the other day.
So I don't know what can be done, but something's going to happen, and it's not going to be pretty. It's, the sheriff's department is watching him because he's been in Poultney, Ira, Middletown Springs, Wells. He travels quite a distance.
You're not finding anything missing. I mean, do we think he's taking things, or we don't know what he's doing?
I don't know. I don't know if anybody's missing anything. But he has been at the library. I talked with Sarah on Monday, yesterday, and she said that, yeah, he was in last week, and he was in 2 or 3 weeks ago. Yesterday, when he was in last Monday, he wanted to make copies because he's going to Airbnb his camp up there. And she said, you know, he was very out of it and babbling and whatever. But I have heard that if you confront him, he gets very combative. They had a problem up at the Wells Country Store over the weekend. Haven't gotten contact with anybody to see what that was all about. But I guess it was not pretty. And I have a feeling it was the same person. So what do we do?
You've already done what you can do.
It's not enough. Somebody's got to get hurt.
Eventually the police will have to take care of it, but you're right, somebody might get
hurt. I mean, what has he done wrong?
The problem is nothing wrong.
He hasn't broken the law yet, so.
No, he's got a no trespass warrant at the Middletown Springs.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with here.
He's got a no trespass warrant here, there. I would like a no trespass warrant at the library. Because he has been seen hanging out on the front porch. He was in the porta potty. He's been in the library. I don't want those girls getting hurt.
Problem is, that's not illegal.
Right.
It's public building.
Right.
I mean, we don't want them hurt either, but we have to have something in order to pipe.
And I don't believe there's been a trespass order in Granville on the VFW. I believe what has happened there is he's not a member, and it's a private club, so they're perfectly... You know, they can just tell him to leave unless he's got a membership card.
Right.
Now, I believe that's what happened. He was at the library and he was causing an issue and he called the police, and because of that issue, then they could.
And by that time, it's too late.
Well, it may be, but if it's just like he was in there, you said he was out of it and asking weird questions and stuff. And if that's bothering the person he's talking to, they could probably question that and get the police there. But, you know, around here, it might take an hour to get the police
there. Exactly.
Well, or if we know he is spending the night in the
horrifying,
we catch him, then that would probably maybe target a no trespassing thing because he's caught.
I'm not sure an open porta potty is a...
But to stay at somebody's
property. I mean, all he's
got to
say is he was going to the bathroom.
All night?
Right.
But, I mean, it always has been.
He really had the rugs.
No, but who knows how long he was in there.
Right. Well, that's what I mean. If we have proof.
I mean, has somebody actually seen him?
Or I don't know.
Right. Well, that's what I mean, yeah.
No.
But supposedly, well, and this is all hearsay.
Right.
But Lindsay Hathaway, he was stalking her from our porta potty, and then Ed came over and he put a lock on it.
Well, he screwed the door shut.
He screwed the door shut, then he put a lock, his own padlock on it, because we unscrewed the door. And we returned his padlock and his key, because we have our own padlock, and so Duran Brothers has our key so that they can get in and clean the porta potty.
But you can't see the porta potty from her porch.
I'm going to say, he must have x-ray vision.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can't see the porta potty from there.
I believe that guy died.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't see how you can see Lindsay from the porta potty.
The sad thing is you're going to have to catch him somewhere.
Right.
Get the police involved, and that's the only way you're really going to get a trespass.
Or if he raises his voice to them, I mean, I would just...
I mean, did Donnie Miller call the police?
Yes.
Okay. And what happened?
The sheriff that is handling this was off last night. They were happy that they called.
Did he call state police?
No.
But there was a report made, must be.
Mm-hmm.
There was a report made.
Yes, there was a report made.
There's an incident report done any time you call the police. I spent 19 years sitting there. I know what they do.
Well.
I mean, there's not a lot we can do. The man has basically done nothing wrong. And none of us have a gun or a badge. Well, we have guns, but we don't have badges. Except for Dave. He's got all the toys.
Well, the sheriff's department said that we could take a restraining, or not a restraining order.
Trespass order.
Trespass on the library.
Restraining order, you have to go before a judge, and you're not going to get one because they haven't done nothing.
Hmm?
A restraining order,
yeah.
You have to go before, is a judge issued deal, and he has to have done something. He hadn't done anything other than stay in the bathroom.
So what happens if you do a no trespassing? What does that do? Send a letter to him? Or?
Yeah, if he comes back, he'll get arrested. Once he's trespassed.
But does he get a letter saying he's not allowed on the
property? Yes,
he
yes.
And you don't have to have a restraining
order? They'll serve the paperwork.
And you don't need a reason for that?
I think we have reason enough.
I mean, if I was going to one, I'd call the police of cities and towns and I'd look into it because there are legal implications because it is a public building.
Yeah.
And I know the town of Kapala is going to try to trespass somebody and they, no way, unless they're causing a disturbance, you cannot keep
I'm relatively certain that this, like the town hall here or the library or this...
Right.
Some other public building, town garage, you can put a trespass order against, in other words, Gina, the librarian, can do a trespass order so that if she's there, he can't be there.
Right. See,
or
Gina
the other,
order
what's her name, Prouty, the other librarian there, so I can't think of her first name, Prouty.
Sarah? Is her name Sarah?
Yeah, Sarah. She can do it, but you can't. You can't put it, you can't trespass the building because it's a public building. It has to be the person that.
Like the town hall here, the only thing you can do is restrict the access to it. You can only come by appointment at this certain time, and that's it. You can't totally trespass.
That's what Mendon did when they had an issue. They had a, you had to get an appointment to go to the town hall, and you just couldn't walk in. Maybe still have to sign up. I don't know. I haven't been by there lately, but.
Well, it's going to get cold one of these days. He won't want to ride his bike.
Well, he slowed down some because he doesn't have a motorcycle anymore.
Yeah. Or well, he hasn't slowed down.
Well, no, but I mean, he can't travel the way he was.
Oh, hell yeah. He was seen up in Pulteney yesterday.
Yeah.
All by bike?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're
on his bike.
Yeah.
He was seen in Wells tonight.
Yeah.
5:30.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I saw him.
And he headed up the hill.
I don't know how far he went. I turned up my driveway.
No, he went up. He went up the hill. Jen Miller called me, and then he went the dirt road. What's the name of the dirt road in front of Misty's house?
Bless you.
You think if the police were investigating and he had a mental illness issue, that they would find that out? It would be a report somewhere on that. So you think that would come up if it was that? So maybe you're right. Maybe he's like on something.
Yeah. He's.
I mean, one thing I don't understand, and I just went through this last week, is why people get on Facebook and tell some 80-year-old woman that something's going on. I mean, and she's, I just can't follow that. You know, why do they call you or why do they call Nora? You know, it makes no sense to me, but.
I don't know, but I think it's pretty sad that we've got a lot of elderly people in this town, and if this guy's going to walk around Don and Jen Miller's house, you know, he, what's to stop him from walking in?
Oh, he's going to go wherever he likes.
Exactly.
Yeah, nothing's going to stop him.
And I know there's not a lot we can do, but...
Well, if he steps on the wrong property, he's not going to make it off the property.
We don't have a police presence in town. And he has said, hearsay, he has said that he's in this area because he knows there's no police around and he can get away with anything.
But there is police. We have the sheriffs.
I'm not sure I'd issue that statement.
Well, I've seen the sheriffs around.
The problem is he's going to go on the wrong property somewhere.
Right, that's what's going to happen.
He probably won't leave.
I mean, I think for the time, I mean, all the, if the girls see him coming, have their phones available to be able to dial 911 if he starts acting weird, because you have to catch him either, you know, if he is getting outraged with them or raising his voice and they're not feeling safe, then they say, I'm calling the police, and call the police.
Well, I mean, I've got that covered. I've got...
Right or not?
I've told Gina that she's not to be there by herself. Bonnie will always be there. I want her car keys in her hand. They have mace, because one can run and make a phone call. The other one can do the mace or you know, your car alarm. Sarah's there alone on Mondays. I'm going to be making sure that somebody is there with her. But, you know, I'm going to run out of volunteers before this guy runs out of bullets or what?
I hear you.
Do we close the library until somebody catches him or somebody shoots him or,
maybe
you know,
he doesn't have bullets if he's asking somebody for shotgun shells.
Right, but eventually he's going to get him.
He might.
If he's got a gun.
But if he's that weird, most people would be like, no. Plus, bullets are expensive. Who wants to give them away?
Sure. And they're hard to find.
All right, well.
I mean, the biggest problem is, you know, until, I mean, unless people, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. And if all of a sudden the state police get 8 or 10 incident reports of this guy being on somebody's land in the middle of the night or being here, all of a sudden they're going to say, Jesus, this guy is the real deal.
Yeah, because you know the Millers had.
But calling you up, calling Mrs. Frost up or something isn't really going to count.
If the state police had come, they would have probably found the guy and carted him away for maybe attempted burglary or something like that. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, I mean, so who? The sheriff's department said, call us, call us, call us. And I'm telling everybody, if you even see him on the road, call. Because they want to know where he is at what points in time and see if they can make some kind of connection. I don't know. Should they be calling the state police instead? Last time I called the state police.
Don't you just dial 911? Don't you just dial 911?
Yeah, go to the state police.
Right, and we tell, well, do you then tell them they need to contact the sheriffs? Dispatch whoever. Right.
Contact. Otherwise, we'll hand it off to one of the other troopers.
Right.
But if he comes on your property and you ask him to leave, he does not leave, then you can call and you can trespass him. The Millers probably could have told him to leave. If he comes back there next time, he'll be issued a citation for, you know, trespass.
Okay, so to get back to my original question, should we be calling the sheriff's department or should we be calling the state police?
Well, either or.
It doesn't matter. Either one.
On
it depends on what you're reporting. If you
I would just call 911, and they'll dispatch whoever's on call for the area.
They got that screen in front of them. They can tell you if the sheriff's on duty. They'll tell the officers, there's no sheriff on duty in Ira tonight. So, you know, 427, go ahead, and they'll send him down or most generally it'll be, oh, I'll give them a phone call. But, you know, that's, ever since COVID, everything is kind of...
I mean, you may get lucky. I mean, there could be a cop, a state cop in Poultney. I mean, they're in Poultney frequently. You know, they're here and they're there.
And if they're like in Sudbury or something, they're not afraid to call New York State Police and see if they have a trooper available to assist, or even a Granville PD.
Yeah, the morning of the shooting, there was a New York State trooper sitting at the end of my driveway.
Yeah.
6 o'clock in the morning, waiting for a Vermont trooper.
Yep. But yeah, if they come on your property, Michelle, and you ask them to leave, and they don't leave, or they come back.
They come on my property, they're not going to leave.
Well, that's...
most likely.
But the library is a public domain, so right. It's kind of hard to, unless he physically, you know, catch him breaking into the place because he's cold sunlight,
right.
He wants to go in here. Well, then, yeah, you can, that's criminal there, so.
Wish it were more. But if they do end up calling the cops for any reason, just give us a heads up so we are aware of it. And if it does lead to something, then we'll definitely look into more. I think we have to have a solid reason first, which is sad, but that's the way the world works.
Well, I'm going to call the Sheriff's Department back tomorrow and see if I can get a restraining order, a no trespass order myself on the library, because I am the chairman of the board.
But the only trouble is if he goes in there, you have to be there.
Right.
Then he can't go in there.
It'd be more that Gina would want to have it on her.
Gina's not going to do that. She wouldn't do it before. She's not going to do it now.
So you would have to be in there, and you're not going to be in there all the time. So that won't really do much.
Well,
if it's
on
you.
I'll talk a little about
yeah.
it. So. And I think that... you know, more of the townspeople should know that this is going on. So.
Yeah, because I didn't know.
I mean, I guess, you know, if somebody has a Facebook account, put it on Facebook. I don't happen to have a Facebook account, so I can't help you. I believe Nora has a Facebook account, or the town has a Facebook account of some kind.
The town clerk does. Well, it's the town clerk page. You have.
When she gets back here, we can ask her. I don't know when she's due back next week.
She's coming tomorrow. She said that she's going to get her mom situated and she should be in by 8 or 9 or so.
I'll pop down and see her for her. Okay.
Alrighty.
I'm
done.
That was good information, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about that. Of course, it seems free as that.
You really want to care for my wife in my house?
Yeah,
it
doesn't seem to come my way.
Yeah.
I don't
have dead
keys on the truck.
Might
want to. I am now. And that's why Tom's with me, because I don't want to go out here and get in my car at night. Mm-hmm. And I don't scare easily.
You got your mace on you?
No. I've got mace.
She got master with her.
See you later.
All right, see you.
Touch.
Bye. All right, moving on to correspondence. I have a...
did you want Dave to speak?
Yeah, you... Well, we started there and then it ended there.
You're on public.
Huh?
Yeah, we're
on public side of it, dear.
Yeah.
Let's see, the grants are done. I have just the paperwork to do on... and I've yet to hear back from the line striping people. They're going to be closing up shop there pretty soon.
They're still painting.
Are they?
Yeah. They haven't painted.
I don't think they've been down to the fall. They painted the white lines on some of them.
They did the white. They're doing yellow now. They were on 133 the other day.
Okay.
And then I saw them somewhere. I went, was it? I don't know if it was 30. Maybe it was 30 they were on. It's a subcontractor. I can't tell you the name of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
MLB or MB or something.
Yeah.
I don't think they've done Paula.
No, they haven't.
But I haven't noticed that they've done any town roads yet. I mean, to me, it would make sense if you're coming, if you're going to do 133, you would do whatever there is in Middletown to do, and wire right there and be done with it. But
probably been busy in Rutland with that mess. They're not all striped either.
No.
Look like the sand was done.
It's, we got our 1,512 yards. I'm not going into their pit and get 2 yards of sand. I came up with a whole load. So, there is plenty of room. So,
I think we need to eventually start thinking of moving forward with salt shed or whatever that we talked about a while ago. And
blocks have been sitting down here 2 years now. So we just do it ourselves and say the hell with the state grant.
Yeah.
They're pretty nitpicky.
How long has Rupert's salt shed been there?
Oh.
It's got to be pushing 10 years now.
Yeah, it? Close to that probably.
It's been quite a while. I just don't remember how long. I went in and looked at that. I had to go see an alley the other day, and I drove through, and that seems to be holding up pretty well. You know?
Yeah, for being
the top
waste blocks.
Huh?
For being waste blocks.
No, but I mean the top part of it. Everything.
Yeah,
seems
no,
to
that's
be,
that corrugated Quonset muck.
Yeah.
Roof on it. They did that in the middle of January. My truck went back down to Lingus last Friday. I spent 3.5 hours down there while they fixed it. And it's the check engine light hadn't come back on yet. But
so are you
sensors,
good with that quote that we received in ordering that truck?
I had no idea. I talked to Blake down there. I introduced myself and we chatted a little bit.
So you haven't seen this?
I have not seen it.
Because it sounds like you need to get another one to order because it's going to be another year and a half or so, right?
Well, it'll be another year or so, but Vermont now, after 2025.
Yeah, we want to do it for them.
He's not, New York's already doing it, Massachusetts is doing it. For every 8 vehicles that he sells that are diesel, he's got to sell one
electric. Yeah, so we definitely
and
want to get this ordered.
And if he doesn't sell an EV, they only build him these diesel trucks. He's got like 45 of them sitting in a folder down there now that are waiting. So
if you want me to copy of this and look at it.
Yeah, it should be the same specs.
I think it is, isn't it? The same exact truck?
I don't know if the price changed or not. But
If it didn't, it will.
Well, yeah, 23, and there's a number under it, so it looks like it might have gone up about $2,200.
But it's not here yet.
But I didn't. I looked over the other truck while I was down there. So
I think we want to probably get on that. Unless you want an electric one. Did you want an electric one?
Are you sure?
That's the state of Vermont, because I think they went away from them real quick.
I don't know. They haven't passed Massachusetts and New York. But that screws us up. Screws everybody up.
Because
they sell trucks to Vermont, Massachusetts, New York.
Right.
And so if 8 guys from New York get their order in, we gotta sit around and wait till they sell an electric truck.
Right. Because they won't even build them. And I was surprised they drove this from Laredo, Texas up.
They what?
They drove it from Laredo, Texas up.
Yeah.
It was built in Mexico.
Really?
They don't piggyback.
I'm assuming they must piggyback them. That's usually.
No?
No,
we drove
Jesus,
them all
usually over. They hook 2 or 3
and
together.
It was a very rough ride.
I bet it was. Cab
and chassis and that's something.
I used to run fire trucks from Pennsylvania to Connecticut and Massachusetts on that 209. It's a concrete road like 22 used to be.
Uh-huh.
You run an empty fire truck across there.
How about an empty log truck out to Niagara Falls to have it boosted up and it's all that section?
Oh, I hate that.
Keep the way
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's about it.
I finally started carrying a hydrant wrench and a length of hose in my pickup. I tow my pickup back on the back of the fire truck and I'd fill a water tank up, so at least you had some weight there.
Yeah, we're going to be starting some grading and stuff here and there. And
I was going to,
It was rough the other day.
Mr. Dunbar had a question. Chris Loomis, what you call its old house, gray house across the road from the Russian on the bottom of there's a culvert there that dumps into his yard.
Been there for 100 years.
I know. Is there anything we can do with that so it doesn't dump into his yard?
We can slow the amount of water coming down through there. We're putting one above that on that first landing, because where it does, it comes down one of the paved driveways.
That driveway there, yeah.
Yeah, it comes right down there, right to the road, and then everything runs right that way. And it's ledge, so you can't put a ditch really right down through there. It's running the shoulder of the road, but Doug and I, we were just sort of heck of it one night, or one morning there. We had a backhoe over there, and we dug a hole. We dumped down probably 4 foot. Never hit any ledge. I said, well, this will be a spot here. We can divert most of that water, and then you'll only get maybe 30 or 40 feet of what's left on the road. There's road runoff.
I guess you talked to Dwayne.
You can't cross the driveway by that trailer.
That's all ledge right through there.
It is.
And his septic tank is right there. The septic for that trailer is right behind that wall. That's what John wanted to do. I said, John, we can't. I said, there's ledge showing right there now.
You can't even see the trailer anymore. The grass and weeds and everything are growing up.
Yeah, I don't know where he went. Last time I saw him was, I guess, maybe 2 years ago.
He was in a home somewhere.
Yeah, somebody loaded him in a car and took him out of there. And
somebody said he's in a convalescent, but I don't know if that's fact.
Last I heard. But, we can mitigate the amount of water that comes down through there.
That might be worth something looking into, at least.
If you rip that culvert out, then it's going to go out. You'll have to take the end of the driveway off. And there's no way you'll get a complete ditch down through there. It's pretty skinny there now. Not that any water doesn't run down that shoulder of the road. We got the road tipped that direction toward that way. And it runs off into the ditch above Dwayne's house there. Down to his culvert. Or actually across culvert and then down to your culvert. But that's what we thought we would do. We would get permission from him to... And that way it runs behind his barn and it's not running across his front lawn.
Well, why don't you stop? Sometimes he's around there in the daytime sometimes.
Yeah.
I think he's an electrician most of the time, but the other day I went by.
He does plumbing.
Yeah. Plumbing.
Yeah.
He was putting up vinyl siding or something the other day when he drove by.
Yeah.
So he's around.
We can look at tearing the culvert out, but then you're going to put all the water down the shoulder. There's no way to really ditch it down through there.
Well, perhaps if you mitigate the water, less of the amount of water, that'll
at least solve his problem. When it's really heavy rain, and he gets a bunch of gravel across his front yard, and then it runs to his barn.
But he's about the first one that actually used the barn there, because when she lived there, they didn't use the barn. So
that was hack and tack, wasn't it? Wachowski.
Wachowski's, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so. site. Not even help us, because the ice is right there anyways, and it builds up.
Yeah, there's always a pile of ice.
And then can we talk to him to cut that oak tree down?
Oh, I think he'd love to see that oak tree go. He'd probably let you leave the wood right there, because he burns wood. That thing is huge. Here you see a snowplow just bangs that thing up with that.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty skinny. You can say nothing if you meet somebody there.
Right.
Yeah, and I wanted to bring up driveway culverts. We got probably three in town that can be changed. And the people are after me to change them. I said, well, it depends on who's on the board. I said, some board members will say, yeah, go ahead. We've changed them out before, but use grant money to purchase them and stuff. Then other members will say, well, why should I have to pay to have some driveway culvert in there? Number one now, they're in the town right-of-way. They've always been in the town right-of-way. We're responsible for any runoff that comes off our roads that meets our ditches. And the state this year, when they did our culvert inventory, they also made those part of our inventory.
Sometimes we have extra culverts at the barn, right?
Well,
garage, do we have any or no?
15 is the minimum that you can put in there. There's places on Bullfrog, Kevin Van Buren's, then the driveway right above him. The ditch I was plugged right up, the culvert plugged up, and we'd be over there in January, February with the grader just peeling ice.
So we'd have to purchase new ones, is that what you're saying,
for
these spots?
Buy new ones. I got some down there that if something blows out or something.
But nothing that we'd use?
No, because we're not allowed to use them. It's got to be a minimum of 18 inch going across the road.
We have culvert budget, don't we?
Yeah. Got a line on them in there.
Huh?
We got a line on them in there.
Okay. Have we used it this year?
Please answer your question.
I don't think I have.
I think to answer your question, we've got a couple on Westlake Road, they're the same thing. I don't believe probably years ago anybody got a driveway permit, so they just wailed in whatever they had.
Right, you get something in like
you got a 6-inch pipe that they bought at the hardware store.
An 8-inch perforated pipe running through there, and it looks like this when I get it done.
$7,000.
But it's more of a nuisance to us to keep running back there. They always did say, well, the homeowners are responsible for them. They're supposed to keep them clean. And most people are pretty decent about it and keep them clean. I mean, Doug's brother, Jeff, he's got a 12-inch culvert up at the end of his driveway. And Irene, it never even plugged up or nothing during Irene. And it took all the water because it keeps it clean.
He's got a few geniuses that dump all their grass clippings in the ditch, too.
Yeah.
I won't mention any names, but there's two or three of them on Westlake Road that I can name right off.
But I would like to start.
How much are each of those culverts running, do you know?
They're probably a couple hundred dollars, $300.
Oh.
Yeah, they're expensive.
$200 is expensive for a culvert that we need?
Well,
I was thinking more than that.
Think it was.
I was thinking
like,
much bigger or much more than that.
The 18s were like $1,285 a foot. You buy 40 feet of it.
I mean, we've got the line item for those.
Right. For the culverts.
I don't know what your guys' thoughts are,
well,
but I mean,
if they're causing you a problem,
right,
then I would say you probably ought to switch them up.
Right. Yeah.
And that's what we did some of them on our own, especially over there on Bullfrog.
Yeah. Well,
we went down through there and cleaned that ditch out before we stone lined it.
Yeah, going down that hill by, what's his name
there?
Disney on Acid. Guy with all that crap in his yard there.
Yeah.
That, there's two or three right there that have always been an issue.
Yep. And we finally upgraded down and we haven't had an issue in a long time.
Yeah.
Well, you know what you got to do.
I definitely
have to make it easier for you guys, so.
That way we don't, I mean, during COVID, we changed, I don't know, 5 or 6 out along West Lake Road.
Mm-hmm. We got 5 or 6 more that we changed.
Those were covered with a grant and all that.
Yeah.
And there are some cross culverts out there that I probably don't see it get paved again. But, done one. Because some of them dump right into somebody's, they put catch basins in and everything else, and you got to deal with that. And so, I know there's a couple on Channel Drive we got to deal with. They fill the ditches right in so that they can mow. And wonder why it runs in the road.
Well, I definitely think we ought to do what we can do. You know, we don't need to do them all in the next 2 days. The worst ones where you have an issue, let's get them replaced before we have issues.
Yeah.
At some point in time, it's going to start raining or snowing or something. You can't stay this dry forever. Anything else?
No, that's...
Well, and we have somebody going out on a leave end of December?
December 4th.
December 4th?
He goes to Missouri the week before Thanksgiving, and then he comes back just before Thanksgiving, and then December 4th, he goes to get his hip done.
So I've heard if we need a driver while he's away for snowstorms or something that Stan has mentioned.
Stan, yeah.
And have we talked to Stan about what that would look like, if it'd be, he'd be on our payroll or a stipend?
Well,
he would
have to...
I'd just rather discuss that now with him to see if we want to agree to something.
Right, he would have to go on our drug and alcohol testing. That's...
Well, I mean, that's what I think if we start now, all that.
In that cycle.
So I just want to think about that, if that's something, I mean, we'd have to talk to him and see what we'd want to, if we want to have him as a sub or something.
You
and
know, he talked more about using his truck and going around, like doing the little roads around the lake. And
but we would subcontract
like
him? So he
right,
went
yeah,
the,
basically.
We would subcontract him. So we would want to talk to him about a rate if we wanted to hire him as a sub.
Yeah, to do that.
So I'm just thinking, want to think ahead in case we get into a situation we need help.
Right. I mean, last time Doug was out, John and I handled it just fine.
Right. We might not need anybody. We just don't know. Mother Nature's not our friend lately, so just want to have something in the works in case something comes up.
I've already told David I would be. I only have one driveway to plow my road.
Stan
does contract out the other driveway. I mean, he does the wood money, he does the school.
Right.
And stuff like that, so.
But with us, I don't know if it'd be so much an hour. Well, his is my job right now. You know what I mean? So we'd have to talk to him about, you know, how much an hour and all that stuff if we...
I think he's got more than enough plowing on his plate without worrying about the town.
I know. But he did offer it, so.
And he does have a CDL, so if he does have to step into a big truck, and he's done it, he worked for Paulette, worked for dailies and stuff there for...
Right. I'm just trying to think, in case something, you could be sick in bed too, I know you do punch.
We'll get in tomorrow too.
Right, so I just wanted to try to, if we need to do something now to talk to Stan, we should, if you want to talk to him or something about that situation, what it would look like, that way we have an idea before Doug goes on his leave.
Yeah, if it works, it works. If it doesn't, people just have to be a little more patient.
Right.
Yeah. Look at poor Paul, he did. There was one freaking guy last year.
Yeah.
So it's like,
well, like you said, I mean, Stan's got all these other driveways too, so I'm not sure how he would find the time to.
Who they got now? They got
two over there. I know they got an ad in for a third person.
Well, one thing too, if you're going to subcontract work to somebody like that, you'd have to make sure their insurance is going to cover that.
Oh, we already know that. Yeah. We already know he has the insurance.
Yeah, they already have all that stuff.
Yeah.
Because once we go in his bed, he has to show
provide
insurance.
Yeah. Yeah, and all the tax forms, all that stuff we have. Okay.
You all set?
Mm-hmm.
All right. The tower on the hill. Apparently they're moving forward. I noticed there's a new stake in the ground up there. There's a flag hanging on a tree. And I have a request for 911 address. Have you got our wheel?
Yep.
Okay. I'll grab that over the weekend and measure that off for him. Because I don't have the distance. Usually I can call Brian Hermanson at the state, and he can do it on the computer, but all I've got is a freaking ribbon hanging on a tree where their driveway's going to go, so I got to give him some dimensions. So we can do that. Intersection. I've got a bunch of pictures here, David. I don't know if you've got copied on them or not, but the intersection of South Street and Route 30. I got them yesterday, but I didn't really read until today. Anyways, we can narrow that up. You can have no, there's supposed to be no parking for the first 30 feet of the intersection, I believe, if I read it right. Somewhere here it tells me that. But anyways, there's a bunch of stuff we can do. They want to keep the center line on South Street the same as it has been, and then establish a 12-foot line, a 12-foot lane.
Yeah, all new rules now.
That's all normal. The map that he looked at, the computer map that he looked at, shows the stop ahead sign and so forth. So we should be able to do that and put up no parking signs and line it off, or we can curb it. We can pretty much do whatever we want to do, and they give you all the dimensions of you want to do and what you want to have. Actually, somewhere he found a picture. I think that's an RK Miles truck that's sitting right there in the thing. So,
could we put boulders there too?
What?
Like cement boulders so that they don't cut it short? Is that allowed or no?
We want to put boulders there.
Well, I don't know if that's what they're called, the cement things.
Curbing.
The Jersey barriers?
The what?
The Jersey barriers.
Like cement things.
You're talking about the things that are about this high? You see on the interstates?
Yeah,
Jersey barriers.
Okay.
The Jersey's full. Okay. Those one in the same to the other.
You can, but the aesthetics wouldn't be that good.
The what?
The aesthetics.
Looks pretty shitty.
I know, I'm just thinking people are going to cut the corner anyways, probably.
Well, if you put our sign out there and either, I don't know, like curb it, but take the end of the blacktop off right there, and because there's a swale that goes down between their fence and the fence of their storm drain.
Yeah.
Just raise it up, put a grass berm right down the... Mm-hmm. Brian told me before I could do whatever I wanted in that intersection as long as it didn't interfere with the snow pile.
Because it's too wide on both sides. Paquette side is way too wide as well. There used to be an island there.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, there used to be like a triangle island.
Really?
This
picture,
though, I don't remember ever. Was that before I was born?
We probably weren't on Earth.
I don't ever remember that.
Anyways, that's why that intersection is so wide, because that was like, I don't know, maybe 10 feet across. It was like a triangle.
Or something.
They took it out. God took it out years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, that's not a real big deal. We just got to look and do some measuring. Other thing I got the claim acknowledgement. All the paperwork is in on that accident on the bridge. I've got his bid for the stuff. Property loss notice is in, the police report I got, that's in, the bid from Lafayette, $91.50, that's in, and it, I had to do that, had to have to do that over again because he submitted it as just a bid for the project and they want it
detailed,
broken up into details. But anyways, it's all there. She's acknowledged that she's got it all. So now it's just a waiting game. He will be here Friday to do the Tadmer thing. They haven't got the stanchions yet, so they can't do the bridge at the same time. So they have to come back and do that whenever they get the stanchions.
Maybe by that time we'll be back on 8 hour days anyways.
When does that start?
After the next pay period. We'll run the cycle and then.
Did you find ends? You got ends?
Yeah, we got two radiuses down.
Okay, alright. And that, I think, other than the truck thing.
Did you talk to Dave about if we were able to straighten that pole out that's bent on the library lawn?
That's a state pole.
I know.
Yeah, we fixed it.
But oh, you did?
It's all
okay.
Done, but it's a state sign.
No, I know.
We
but you were going to check with
Dave.
Day,
or Doug pulled it out the other day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Took it down, cut it off, and it's not quite as high.
I didn't notice.
No, it's all done.
Okay, thank you.
Slow down.
I know.
But yeah, we were surprised. We were there working, and
I don't know who did it.
Then we came back, and it was like, look, someone ran over that for you.
Yeah, it's been like that for a while.
You see where they hit it, knocked it over, backed right up, and drove right around the library lawn around me. Back out over where the driveway is.
Yeah.
I did send two letters out on behalf of the Lake St. Catherine Conservation Fund and the Lake St. Catherine Association for their grant. So they were happy with that. And I did discuss with both of them that they need to give me 1 or 2 days time. I'd like to bring this stuff up in front of the meeting.
So is this the same grant they're both going for?
It's, yeah, but it's different reasons. St. Catherine Association is applying for money to put herbicide in the lake. Conservation Fund is applying for money to continue with their weed harvesting.
So we still wanted to do the grant letter, even though we had tons of people against it. Is that the same?
Against what?
The herbicide. Is that why they were all here that one night? Because they weren't in favor of the herbicide in the lake?
Yeah. But I don't see how you can refuse
the grant.
I don't see how you can refuse them getting a grant. I mean, that's the problem being, you're dealing with the state. The state has two things you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Put Procellacor in the lake or harvest the weeds. And one group isn't in favor of Procellacor and the other group isn't in favor of harvesting. So they're applying separately.
Okay.
I don't know what the answer is. I did not. I just said that I can't remember exactly how I worded it, but mm-hmm. we were in back of what the associations are doing to improve the quality of the lake. I mean, it's the state's God, and if that's what they want to do, and that's all they'll let you to do, I mean, that lake is it's going to hell. The big lake is not all that wonderful.
Somebody came and talked to me about that little lake. Some really rich lawyer.
Yeah.
And they said they've talked with the state of Vermont. They have permission actually to dredge the lake.
Yep.
Yeah, they did. They've had that for years.
I always thought dredging that lake would be a great idea. It's not
got a few million bucks to throw their way. It would probably work.
Right, that's their issue. They needed $1 million. their idea was to get the town to give them a bond somehow, get them a bond and raise their taxes to pay for that bond. That was their idea.
Yeah. Let me know how that works.
Yeah.
But it would improve the quality of that lake quite a lot.
Yeah, it would.
And even the town would benefit from it, having the park right there.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
That I think you could make that a nice park then. Might even be able to put a beach in.
I thought we did a pretty good job with what we've done.
Well, I mean, yeah, but the lake is just terrible with them weeds.
I went out there. I've been there since 1949.
I went out there on a paddle boat. Jesus, I didn't think I was ever going to get back to shore.
I thought the aeration was working well, and then the state pulled it off.
I thought it was too, but the state did not. So.
They had proof it was working.
They said it wasn't working, and yep, then the state went up there and put it in Lake Garmin.
Yeah.
So go figure.
Right. Yeah, I know.
Not working down here, but it'll work for everybody.
Yeah.
And if you talk this year to the people that were there last year, they're all gone and they got new people there. So something else will come on. So.
Yeah.
I tell people that we used to have a, well, we did, people next door had a float with a diving board, and we used to dive off of that into the lake, and he'd call me a liar. So.
Because somebody told me you could drop the level of that lake like 6 feet, the little lake. Just by regulating the dam.
Yeah.
Or so they used to do it years ago and go out there and harvest like stones.
I don't ever remember that. There's two dams there. There's the dam at the end of the lake that you see, and then there's one up around the corner that Sam Jones put in when he built that lagoon. That little lagoon and all those little yellow houses, well, they're not all yellow anymore.
Right.
That was not the way that that lake was. It was just a brook going out, a river or whatever you want to call it. He dug all that out and had a little island with a willow tree on it and built the little camps there. And that was back in the, I don't know, 60s, I guess. And he put another dam up above. There's a cement dam. It's below the surface of the water. But you probably could drop it. You might be able to drop the lake. Without taking that dam out, you can maybe drop the lake a foot.
No, that's it.
Yeah, it's, you can't, you gotta pick your motor up to go over it.
Why would you want to lower it?
Well, some people think if you expose
oil
to the cold, it'll kill it.
Well, they tried that in Bonzine and it didn't work, but maybe it'll work here. I don't know.
Right, it works in different areas.
I know, down south, they drain them reservoirs all the time. Every winter, they drain them. And they got some of the best bass fishing around them. The country, and they refill. Where did
they go? They're there with a net at the end.
All right, the next thing I got is under new business, old business we've covered, actually, we covered it in correspondence, so to speak.
I got a couple old business.
Okay, go ahead.
Did we ever get a follow-up from the sheriff on the fees, or have we received any money on anything yet?
I don't know whether we received any money. I haven't seen any money.
You haven't heard back from them when they were looking into
they
it?
Were
when
here.
They were going to look into something, but you never heard
anything? I have not heard anything.
Do you know if we've received any checks from them?
I haven't seen anything. I don't know.
I can call and get them and ask them, but I don't know that.
Just if they ever found
them. I don't know how often you get them, if you just get them quarterly or.
Oh, we haven't gotten one in a long time, though.
Oh, no, but I don't know
when
we did get them. If
right.
it was a quarterly deal, monthly deal, weekly deal, I'm assuming it's at least quarterly because sometimes you don't go to court for 30 days, 40 days after you get a speeding ticket.
Well, I think they were supposed to be looking at why we didn't before either because we were told a couple different things. And that's what they were going to look into and get back to us on.
Well, nobody did get back to
right.
us.
So
I'll give them a call.
Okay. And the other thing is this lovely website. So she messaged back with me, Karen did. And my opinion, what I think needs to happen is the three of us and Nora and Sherry need to get together a time and go through the website and write down everything that we need to have changed, updated, looked at, whatever, put one list together. Then schedule a Zoom meeting with her and talk about everything. Because what's happening is I mail, email her stuff. I think Nora's telling her stuff and, you know, so there's things going different. She's losing things or things are going two different ways and it's just not working, I guess. So I think we need to find a time to maybe do that before we move forward with her. I don't know what the answer is with the whole top of the website. I guess she told Nora it can't be fixed. I'm not happy with it at all. It's very hard to move around on that website, and I told her that. She's not going to be available for a little bit because she's she might even be on her way to Florida now, or maybe she got delayed. I don't know. But then they're supposed to do something with her mom that passed down in Florida. So I think we're looking a few weeks out. I asked her for certain, because I asked her at, I think next week if that would be a good time to talk to her, and she had said, no, because of the funeral they're supposed to do. So I might shoot for the Thursday we don't have a meeting the next, you know, like 3 weeks from now to see if maybe that would be a good time to go over, and maybe in the meantime we could get together and try to all of us look at the website together and write down notes, because I think that's the only way that we can get all of our stuff out in one list for her. So I'll work on coordinating something like that. That's okay with you guys?
Good night.
Okay. Because I want Nora and Sherry there too, so it'll probably be Tuesday night because Sherry works late Tuesday, so.
When is Nora leaving?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything from Nora in regards to her plans, so I will talk to her when I get a chance. Find out what's going on.
It's going to be earlier in November because she said she wasn't going to be around for this Christmas tree deal.
I will touch base with her.
All right. New business, Christmas tree lighting, even though it's a little ways off. There's been umpteen emails, I don't know if you've seen them, from Mrs. Madison and Mrs. Scarlatta. Basically, it's down to two old guys putting up Christmas lights, from what I can read.
Seems to work out that way, doesn't it?
Yeah, it seems to. I am going to go up to...
Where do they put all the lights?
On these trees out here, on the fence out here. On the library lawn, on the trees and the pine, the evergreen tree, decorate that.
When is this, in November?
What's that?
This is in November.
You mean the actual lighting?
Well, yeah.
That's the town-wide lighting.
Town, we have a night, and it's the lighting is done on a Santa Claus comes on a horse and buggy, horse and wagon, and all that stuff. That's in
Sunday in December?
Early December, I think. December? First week of December. First Saturday or Friday in December.
I think it's a Sunday.
The lights go off, but we just don't turn them on until that night. Santa Claus plugs the lights in and all. But, you know, similar to what they do with Grandpa on a smaller scale.
Just try one to put them up while it's warm out. And not try to put lights up when it's freezing out.
So I could volunteer to help them do that, but
it's just good.
Another old guy, you know, hanging up lights.
Yeah, these here isn't too bad. The trees up there are a little more of a pain in the neck. But, so anyways, I don't know, we'll have to pick a time. But I want to go trim all those little nubs off them trees up there, so it isn't the pain in the neck we've had the last few years. What's that?
They are a nuisance.
Yeah. All right. ARPA funds, we've settled on all that. That's taken care of?
No. We have to. That's on there because we want to make a vote. We were going to talk about using the remainder of the ARPA funds to go toward the new truck we just purchased. So that way it's earmarked and will be taken care of in case anything gets delayed on the East Falls Road.
Okay. Now
if that's what we're in favor of.
We also talked about using that towards the road slide on
Right, but she's afraid that if things get delayed and it doesn't get done in the time that we need to use the ARPA funds, then we would be losing those funds. So Nora had suggested we use those funds to, because we usually pay for a portion of when we buy new trucks, a portion, and we could use those funds for that. And that way it's done, over with, and we're not in jeopardy of losing the funds.
The way I talked to Blake down there, because I told him the way we usually do it, we usually buy the equipment and at least purchase a truck.
Right, and that's what you were saying, to use it toward the equipment.
He contacted his people in Cleveland or wherever the main office is, and they agreed to bundle everything. So sure, we'll only have to make one payment, and it'll be four payments for the over 4 years. And that'll also include the equipment that's going on the truck.
But we could also make a payment toward that and then fund the rest, right?
Right.
Yeah, we could. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
You could reduce the size of your lien or
right.
the size of your
right.
lease.
So if we're in agreement with that, I can make a motion. Are we in agreement of using it for that, or we want to do something else?
Nora's probably right. If we try to put it off for the slide, probably
and something is delayed in the state.
For all we know, we could get strapped with another. We're not
right.
our third engineer now. Let's have
right.
a look at it. And we still don't have the answers. So.
Right.
The money's there. We better use it.
Yeah.
Probably might just well put it towards the truck.
I mean, you got to pay for the truck one way or the other. You got to pay for the slide one way or the other.
Right. That's one sooner. One's definite. We know we got to do it, so. Do you want me to make a motion?
I can't believe that slide is going to happen before at least next year at the rate we're going.
No.
Obviously, we still haven't got the final engineering stuff and the okay from the state yet. So.
Right.
It's been 6 years already. So.
Right, that's what I'm
but
afraid.
I should have never tabled it back when it happened, when the first day we went up there with Brian and you. And
Sherry, you don't happen to have the total in the ARPA funds, do you? She told us, but... All right. So I'll make a motion.
77 or something.
Yeah, I'll make a motion that we use the remaining balance of our ARPA funds to go toward the purchase of the equipment for the new truck. And if there's any extra that goes, it will go toward the truck before we finance it.
Probably the easiest way to do that would be to put it towards the purchase of the cabbage chassis, not towards the equipment.
Well, he's combining both of them together. So you're
right.
Only have
okay, so he's got firm figures on the equipment?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's waiting on a serial number on the box.
Okay.
And he just called the guy up.
Yep, so we'll just put all our remaining ARPA funds toward that whole bundle purchase.
Yep.
The new town truck lease?
Yes. Well, yeah. Before it gets leased. I mean, we'll pay whatever we can, and then the rest will be leased.
Second.
Then she has, this is Nora, November 5th meeting, that's election day. She wants to move that to 6 o'clock, and it will be strictly to do pay payroll and pay the bills.
That's fine with me.
I don't see any probably do that every time there's an election anyway, so I don't.
It always falls on elections.
You need to make a motion.
Well, election day is always Tuesday. And
it always happens to be on our Tuesday.
Pretty lucky.
I don't know if we need to make a motion. We just would warrant it at
yeah,
6
it
o'clock
just,
instead.
We just got to notice it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine to know.
We don't have to warn our meetings because they're every other Tuesday, but this one
right.
is the same day. It's just going to start half an hour earlier,
right.
or an hour earlier.
And the agenda is just approval of the minutes and the payables. And
so that's what, November
5th?
That's
yep.
And then the next thing is the same deal, except it's New Year's Eve. We're hitting the holidays this year. We missed Christmas. Last year was Christmas time, so we missed that. So now it's, I think we did.
New Year's Eve.
That would be Monday rather than Tuesday.
We're just going to do our party. We're going to party at our meeting.
What's that?
We're going to just have a party here.
Sorry.
So, and record it all.
Yeah.
So it's December 31st?
Is on a Tuesday.
Our meeting will be Monday, 12:30. Instead of 12:31.
Oh, that's what I mean. So, but the meeting is the original was the 31st, right? And
correct.
December 31st.
So I'm assuming payables can be ready for that meeting if she's suggesting we move it to the 30th.
Yeah, because your payroll comes in on Friday, right? Or Saturday.
Well,
Friday.
It might have
we
to happen
early.
We do payroll Mondays and usually.
So y'all have to get the stuff in for Friday.
Yeah, it just be in on Friday, that's all.
Yeah.
And any, if we have to work over the weekend or whatever, it just goes
close
on the next
one. Well, you gotta be careful that because that's year end.
Yeah, we're on a fiscal year, not year end.
For taxes. We'll
worry about that when the time comes.
Yeah, I'm sure she'll figure it out. There's just not going to be no storms that weekend.
So, because I mean, we may have one day week, the last week in December, and then the second pay week will be the first week of.
Right.
So it doesn't all just end it.
Right. So you would just put your time card in through the 27th. Yeah. Yep. Make a note of that. Okay.
Other than that, I have nothing else that I can.
So you said the November 5th is going to be a what only meeting?
Bills and payroll.
Bills and payroll only.
Bills, payroll, and minutes. Approve the minutes, pay the bills, pay the payroll. And we get to count ballots for the next 4 hours. After we've already been here for 8 hours or 10 hours or whatever the hell it is. Hopefully the machine doesn't screw up. The only good thing is we don't have to go to Middle Town Springs. I can hardly wait until that happens. Oh, and I did talk to Timoth.
And told them we weren't going to be able to. Okay.
Told them we couldn't do it.
Yeah. All right, I'll make a motion. We adjourn this meeting at
8:28.
Okay. All right, everybody.
Thank you, folks. Everybody, good evening.